Share your gifts. Listen to this devotional. A devotional is an in-depth Bible study. A typical devotional should take you anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes to complete. Download and print a PDF version of this devotional for yourself, or use it with a friend to create an engaging discussion. Now there are many kinds of grace gifts, but they are all from the same Spirit. 5. There are many different ways to serve, but they're all directed by the same Lord. 6. There are many amazing working gifts in the church, but it is the same God who energizes them all in all who have the gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 4-6 Voice. We all have talents and gifts that make us who we are. But too often, insecurity and self-doubt plague us with the fear that we aren't good enough or will inevitably fail. If we let it, this insecurity will fester and take control of how we live, and we begin to settle. We never use our talents or gifts for anything good or purposeful because we are too afraid of even trying. Does this describe you? In her song, Come Out and Play, Billie Eilish speaks to everyone who has doubted their ability to really make an impact on the world, aka most if not all of us, and encourages them that they have something to give, to stop hiding, and to come out and play. Come Out and Play was featured in an Apple commercial called Share Your Gifts that reiterated the necessity of using who we are to impact the world. Who needs you to share your gifts with them? Table of contents, come out and play. I know it makes you nervous, but I promise you, it's worth it. Oh, show him everything you've kept inside. Oh, don't hide. Don't hide, too shy to say, but I hope you stayed and hide away. Come out and play, come out and play. And I know it makes you nervous, but I promise you, it's worth it. Oh, show him everything you kept inside. Oh, don't hide. Don't hide, too shy to say, but I hope you stayed and hide away. Come out and play. Billie Eilish, share your gifts. Someone in the Bible who was plagued with this incessant insecurity was Moses, though you wouldn't know it based on how he was described in the Bible. Faith prompted the parents of Moses at his birth to hide him for 3 months, because they realized their child was exceptional and they refused to be afraid of the king's edict. 24. Faith enabled Moses to choose God's will, for although he was raised as the son of Pharaoh's daughter, he refused to make that his identity. 25. Choosing instead to suffer mistreatment with the people of God. Moses preferred faith's certainty above the momentary enjoyment of sin's pleasures. Hebrews chapter 11 verses 23-25 TPT. In this way the Lord spoke to Moses face to face like a man speaks with his friend. Then Moses would go back to the camp, but his helper, Joshua son of Nun, always stayed in the tent. Exodus chapter 33 verse 11 ERV. Moses was portrayed as an exceptional child, a brave leader of his people, and a friend of God. Looking at everything he achieved, you wouldn't immediately think of him as someone who was overwhelmed with insecurity and self-doubt. So what helped him overcome and become someone whose gifts and talents influenced an entire nation? I know it makes you nervous. Moses grew and became a man. He saw that his own people, the Hebrews, were forced to work very hard. One day he saw an Egyptian man beating a Hebrew man. 12. Moses looked around and saw that no one was watching, so he killed the Egyptian and buried him in the sand. 13. The next day Moses saw two Hebrew men fighting each other. He saw that one man was wrong and said to him, "Why are you hurting your neighbor?" 14. The man answered, "Did anyone say you could be our ruler and judge? Tell me, will you kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" Then Moses was afraid. He thought to himself, "Now everyone knows what I did." 15. Pharaoh heard about what Moses did, so he decided to kill him. But Moses ran away from Pharaoh and went to the land of Midian. Exodus chapter 2 verses 11-15 ERV. Moses started out confident in his talents, seeing that he had the ability to lead and help people. But when he put himself out there, he messed up big time, and hurt people in the process. Rather than apologize, take responsibility, and try again in response to his failure, he freaked out and ran away. How do you respond to failure? Do you get freaked out and run? Do you stay in denial and act like it never happened? Or do you own it and move forward? Whether we will fail is not the question. The question is how we respond to our failure, and it's this response that determines our ability to move forward and use our gifts in the way God has planned for us. But I promise you, it's worth it. A long time passed and that king of Egypt died. But the Israelites were still forced to work very hard. They cried for help, and God heard them. 24. God heard their painful cries and remembered the agreement he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 25. God saw the troubles of the Israelites, and he knew that he would soon help them. Exodus chapter 2 verses 23-25 ERV. Just because Moses ran away from his problems doesn't mean they went away. Even though he messed up, he still had the gift of leadership, and people were still hurting and in need of a leader. Moses was God's answer to the people's cries, whether he believed it yet or not. What is the need that you are meant to meet? Have you embraced it, or run away from it? Whose cries and prayers is God trying to use you to answer? To show him everything you've kept inside. On that mountain, Moses saw the angel of the Lord in a burning bush. Moses saw a bush that was burning without being destroyed. 3. So he decided to go closer to the bush and see how a bush could continue burning without being burned up. 4. The Lord saw Moses was coming to look at the bush. So he called to him from the bush. He said, "Moses, Moses." Moses said, "Yes, Lord." 7. Then the Lord said, "I have seen the troubles my people have suffered in Egypt, and I have heard their cries when the Egyptians hurt them. I know about their pain." 10. So now I am sending you to Pharaoh. Go, let my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Exodus chapter 3 verses 2-4, 7, 10 ERV. God saw Moses' ability and gift for helping people even when Moses didn't see it himself. So God got his attention and reminded him what he was capable of, and who was missing out on being helped by him keeping his gifts inside. He reminded him of his passion and his purpose. What are some things in your life God might be using to get your attention? What passion and purpose have you lost because of fear? Pray today about what purpose God is pushing you toward. Don't hide, don't hide. But Moses said to God, "I am not a great man. How can I be the one to go to Pharaoh and lead the Israelites out of Egypt?" 12. God said, "You can do it because I will be with you. This will be the proof that I am sending you. After you lead the people out of Egypt, you will come and worship me on this mountain." Exodus chapter 3 verses 11-12 ERV. Then Moses said to the Lord, "But, Lord, I am telling you, I am not a good speaker. I have never been able to speak well. And that hasn't changed since you started talking to me. I am still not a good speaker. You know that I speak slowly and don't use the best words." 11. Then the Lord said to him, "Who made a person's mouth? And who can make someone deaf or not able to speak? Who can make a person blind? Who can make a person able to see? I am the one. I am the Lord." 12. So go, I will be with you when you speak. I will give you the words to say. Exodus chapter 4 verses 10-12 ERV. Moses gave a lot of reasons and excuses as to why he shouldn't be the one to lead. He's not great enough, he's not a good speaker, he's not capable of leading the way he's expected to. There were a lot of weaknesses that Moses thought were reason enough to not lead, but none of them convinced God he wasn't worth being chosen. While in the past Moses relied on his own abilities and failed, God knew if he relied on him to be great he would succeed. What reasons or excuses do you give for not living out your purpose? What insecurities or weaknesses do you think are stopping you? Find scriptures like this one that tell you how God chooses you despite your weaknesses. Too shy to say, but I hope you stay. But Moses said, "My Lord, I beg you to send someone else, not me." 14. Then the Lord became angry with Moses and said, "All right. I'll give you someone to help you. Aaron the Levite is your brother, isn't he? He is a good speaker. In fact, Aaron is already coming to meet you, and he will be happy to see you." 15. I will tell you what to say. Then you will tell Aaron, and I will help him say it well. I will tell both of you what to do. Exodus chapter 4 verses 13-15 ERV. Even though Moses resisted his calling, God didn't give up on him. He didn't say, "Forget it. I'll choose someone else." He believed in Moses and nothing was going to change his mind. But he didn't expect Moses to do it alone. He gave him a friend, his brother Aaron, to carry out the vision and purpose together. Aaron was strong where Moses was weak, and vice versa. Together, they were unstoppable. Together, they saved their people. Who does God have in your life to help you reach your destiny? Take some time to talk with one or two of your friends about how you complement each other's strengths and weaknesses, and talk about how God is going to use both of you together to help other people. Don't hide away, come out and play. And the Lord had replied to Moses, "Yes, I will do what you have asked, for you have certainly found favor with me, and you are my friend." Exodus chapter 33 verse 17 TLB. We have become his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us, for we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. Even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill it. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 TPT. Moses went from being convinced that he was incapable of doing anything great to becoming so impactful that God let him influence his decisions because of how close their friendship was. Each of us has a destiny that God is calling us toward, but we can't let our insecurities stop us from using every part of who we are, the good, the bad, and the ugly, to change the world around us. Is your friendship with God so close that you influence his plans? What do you think is the destiny God planned for you before you were born? Pray and talk with friends about how you think God wants to use you to change lives.